You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. Today, my guest is Jeff Levin, who is the counsel and spokesperson for the Coalition of American Hardwood Parity. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm glad you could be with us. Actually, you're in the news a lot right now because the organization that you're the counsel for, the Coalition for American Hardwood Parity, has filed a petition with the U.S. Department of Commerce and the International Trade Commission complaining about the import of engineered hardwood into the U.S. Is that right?
That's correct, Kemp. Actually, to be perfectly technical about it, the product that we are referring to, known predominantly in the trade as engineered wood flooring, but we are referring to it as multi-layered wood flooring. And the petition speaks only to imports from China.
Right. And it doesn't, when you say multi-layered, just so get everybody on the same page, we do call that primarily engineered, but are you also including laminate products?
No, laminate is not included in this petition, neither is solid wood flooring.
Okay. All right, great. And can you tell me who the members are of the American Hardwood Parity?
Absolutely. The lead companies on the petition are Shaw Industries and Anderson Hardwood Floors. As you know, Anderson is part of Shaw at this point in time. The other lead company is Mannington Mills in Salem, New Jersey. But we have six or seven other companies that are part of the coalition: Award Hardwood Floors, Baker's Creek, From the Forest, Howell Hardwood, Nidri Flooring. And we'll see if we can have one or two other guys sign up as we go along.
Okay, great. And so in filing this petition with the Department of Commerce and International Trade Commission, what is your hope? What do you hope to achieve?
Well, we hope to achieve parity in the marketplace, a level playing field. Mm-hmm. What the subject of the petition is an allegation, a documented allegation, that the imports of multi-layered wood flooring are being sold in the U.S. at dumped prices. Your audience may be familiar with what a dumped price is. They may not. It's a legal term of art. But in essence, under the law, dumping occurs when products are sold in the United States at a price lower than what the same product would be sold for in the foreign producer's home market. Now, China has some special rules under U.S. law, sanctioned under the WTO, for determining what the price would be in the Chinese home market. Mm-hmm. But without going into all the legal and technical aspects, basically it's being sold here at a low price. That's one part of the petition. The other part of the petition is that we are alleging that the manufacturers in China receive unfair subsidies from the Chinese government, either at the national or a provincial level. And those subsidies also aid the manufacturer's ability to sell in the U.S. at a very low price.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how accurate our number is, but in May, when we were tracking the 2009 year-end numbers, we felt like that the wholesale value of hardwood that was consumed in the U.S. was around $2.2 billion. Do you have any idea how much product is coming in from China?
We have figures in the petition. Mm-hmm. It's certainly in the neighborhood of several hundred million dollars, mm-hmm. and it's awfully difficult to get an exact accounting because of the way that imports are classified under the harmonized tariff schedule.
Right, right. Matter of fact, we're having that same difficulty. I looked at Santo Tursivia's report before I called you, and his U.S. commerce number is somewhere just under $300 million. But there's not, you know, there's no way of knowing if that's an accurate number or not. That's just the number.
Unfortunately, it's not. We believe that we're talking for just this particular product, a baseline figure for 2009. Mm-hmm. Would be about 120 million dollars.
Okay, 120. I got you.
That's a minimum.
Right. All right. So you filed this petition. Products in China are sold differently, from my understanding, is that, you know, there's a company over there, Power Decor. They manufacture the goods, and then they also have their own retail stores. So it's a completely different channel of commerce. When you come to this definition of dumping, you're talking about what the products in their first sale in this country, what they go to versus what they sell for in China. Is that right?
Not exactly, Ken.
Okay.
The Commerce Department, which is the agency that does all the calculations on the pricing side, mm-hmm. they do just an absolutely terrific job of trying to get an apples-to-apples comparison.
Okay.
And what they essentially are comparing is the ex-factory price
okay.
of the product once it leaves the Chinese factory.
I see.
If the product is being imported into the United States, you would be backing out of an importer's declared value, for example, such things as ocean freights, things as brokerage and handling, such things as inland freight to move the product from the factory to whatever the port of export is in China.
I see.
It is, in essence, an ex-factory price. But like I said, for investigations involving China, there's a whole set of special rules to determine what that price is for products sold in the Chinese home market.
Okay. Another part of your complaint in the petition is that the folks in China are taking our designs, which cost a lot of money. I know specifically, you know, Anderson has a whole design center over there in South Carolina. And so do you have to prove, is there any proof that you have to do to say that the folks over in China are actually taking designs that are similar to what are being produced here in this country?
It's not really an element of proof that needs to be made in the investigation,
okay.
but that is a reality of the marketplace.
Right.
And the way we express it in the petition is that there are several reasons why Chinese manufacturers can sell the product at such a low price in the U.S. market, particularly as compared to domestically manufactured product. And one of those several reasons is the fact that there is a very strong feeling based upon actual on-the-ground experience in the marketplace that Chinese manufacturers take the designs that have been built up by the domestic manufacturers, take the winning designs, and simply copy them.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if you can cut out the expense of going through the trial and error process to determine what aesthetics will be accepted in the marketplace, then you're saving considerable cost.
Yeah, okay. If the coalition gets what it's after, then they're hoping that the U.S. Department of Commerce will step in and require the Chinese company to charge more for their products. Is that kind of...
What we are asking for is for the U.S. government, administered through their agencies, and particularly by Customs at the border, to require a duty on imports of the product from China so as to equalize the pricing discrepancy. And I do want to make a point very clear here. There are continuously allegations, if I can use so strong a term, that the U.S. is being protectionist,
right,
or that a particular industry is acting in a protectionist manner when it files one of these petitions, when it requests one of these investigations. And that's not really the case. The manufacturers here in the United States are happy to compete against any fair-traded imports from wherever they come in the world. It's when the imports are gaining an unfair advantage through unfair trade practices that's where legal redress is being requested, where the World Trade Organization, its international trade rules, allow for these equalizing duties to be implemented. All we're asking for is fair trade and a level playing field.
I hear you. The $64 question I think everybody would wonder is, why would somebody sell a product and not make a profit on it?
I think it is well understood that Chinese manufacturers, A, are not necessarily driven by the bottom line profit, such as domestic manufacturers need to be.
Right.
Second of all, there are inherent cost advantages that the Chinese have. It does not necessarily mean that they are selling at a loss. They are selling at a lower price, which may or may not be a loss for them. A company can dump product in the United States and still be making a profit.
Based on the lower cost of manufacturers, what you're thinking?
Based on the lower cost of manufacturing, based on, well, if you believe the macroeconomic theories behind anti-dumping law, which I do, it's twofold. First, there are foreign manufacturers that believe that if they have to incur a loss on their sales to foreign country markets, they could compensate for that loss by shielding their own home market against imports.
I see.
Second of all, some foreign companies take a long-term strategic view. What they are looking at is, even hypothetically, if they sell the product at a loss in the United States, for example, at least for a limited amount of time, they can effectively knock out the competition that exists here and then down the road raise their prices.
I see. Yeah. All right. Sounds like a very interesting topic and one that's, I think, going to be in the news for quite some time. Maybe we can do a follow-up interview as this thing moves along, Jeff. Again, we've been talking to Jeff Levin, who is a trade compliance attorney and also the spokesperson for the Coalition of American Hardwood Parity. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.